Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And there you go. And I've got the lovely lady in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, I tell you what, Friday. I love Fridays.
I do too. You can put up with a whole lot just because you know it's the last work day of the week.
There you go. But you and I are both very busy tomorrow because I got Cinco de Mayo, but not as busy as you're going to be. You got that golf classic coming up tomorrow.
We do. We're very excited about it. The outpour of support from the community this year has been amazing.
And wonderful.
So this is, we have more sponsors than we've had in the past.
Wow.
And we're doing a silent auction, and there are incredible auction items this year that, you know, people have just been gracious to donate. Lowe's Hardware, Home Improvement, the Restore. We have a few things that came in that, you know, brand new, never out of the box, that we'll be auctioning off.
Cool.
Tractor Supply donated some stuff. So it's exciting. And, you know, I love the time of year that this tournament takes place because it's warm.
Yeah.
But it is certainly not end of June or July warm.
Yeah. That's true there. Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, our high tomorrow is going to be right around 87 degrees. And that's going to be later in the day. So your morning is going to be really nice.
It will be. And it's shotgun. So that starts at 9.
Yeah.
Lunch is provided. It'll be brisket and some other great barbecue items. Yeah.
I got to take up golf. I sold my golf clubs and bought a motorcycle because it was more fun.
Well, you don't necessarily have to take up golf. I swore the first year that Pioneer Title put this golf classic on, I swore. I was like, okay, by the second year, I will learn and know how to play so I can play on a team. And
still,
I have to tell you, no, I ride around in the golf cart. That is my idea of golfing.
There you go. And serving some beverages while you're at
Absolutely.
It, right? There you go.
That's, well, I do that quite well.
That sounds like a great time. And the shotgun starts off at 9 o'clock. Registration begins probably around 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock.
About 8 o'clock and stuff. And then, and the golfers are going to have a great time out there.
They will. And, you know, we always encourage every year, it's called a golf classic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if people want to come out, it's, the silent auction is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come out, see what is going on, see what Habitat does. I'm always driving around talking about Habitat.
Yeah.
But please bring your best Argyle and plaid that you have in your closet.
There you go. I don't have any. But anyway, it'll just be a great time. Public can come out and bid on the silent auction
stuff.
Absolutely can. Eat out there, maybe find you, get a beverage.
Definitely.
You know, just all kinds of fun out there.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's a nice change. One of my favorite things a year. My favorite thing that Habitat does is our women build.
Yeah.
But the second favorite is this golf classic that Pioneer does for us. And so we can't thank them enough.
Awesome. And you've got plenty of, a lot of other sponsors. Do you have some of those folks off the top of your head?
We do, yes. TBTC came in.
Wow.
Some of the last minute people that have come in just within the last 24 to 48 hours is Ochoa Stucco.
Wow.
We have you guys. Came in as a sponsor. We always appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. ACP has come in. Casa y Tierra. Kind of Future Real Estate. They came in huge this year as sponsors. And so we really appreciate them. ERA has come in. And honestly, majority of our local banks have come in as sponsors as well.
Wow. Super, super.
I agree.
That is
good. You all the warm feelies.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, knowing people care about that and stuff, you know. You mentioned something just a minute ago about the women builds. Let's talk about that for a minute.
So the women build originally was held around Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, seeing as how the month of March is Women's Month,
mm-hmm.
they have moved it to, I think it's March 10th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise behind it is, we have always partnered with Lowe's for the Women Build, and it really is an opportunity for the ladies in our community, all walks of life. Mm. There's no preference. They all get together. It's about 50 ladies that get together. It can be for the full week of building, or it can be like for us, we can only usually gather that many ladies in a small community like ours on a Saturday. But mm-hmm. it is 99.9% women. They come out, and whatever it is that we're doing at the construction site, they participate. And usually we'll break them up into teams and anything that we have. We usually only have about two or three men that are at the site in previous years when we did it. And we've done it for 9 years.
Yeah.
In previous years when we did it, those were usually the events that some of our male volunteers would opt out.
Mm-hmm.
I understand completely why. It's a little hectic with 50 women at a construction site. But it's also a great opportunity if a lady wants to learn. I know you can't learn that much in a day, but if they want to learn a specific thing in construction, that's a great thing for them to come out and do. And it's not just Women Build Day that we can do that. If anybody, once we start building, which our goal is June, to start our 46th home, which all proceeds from this golf classic are going towards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great way to learn something that you may not have known.
Yeah.
A lot of women really enjoy when we are laying tile.
Yeah.
Learning how to do that. Or, you know, in previous years, we've done landscaping. Mm-hmm. We try to make sure that it's as energy efficient and cost effective as possible when mm-hmm. we are constructing the homes. So yeah. we try to make sure it's zero scape.
Yeah.
So it's rock. We do put a few plants, but we make sure that they, you know, we're water conscientious
mm-hmm.
on the plants that we choose. But I'm telling you, we aren't just standing around pointing and giggling. We,
right.
when we're doing landscaping, it is shoveling gravel and taking it from point A to B 150 times in a 4 or 5, 6 hour period. So yeah. it is very laborsome, but it's a lot of fun.
And there's a lot of self-gratification in that as well.
There is. And
that's cool.
Yeah. And the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a female team building as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful to see women from all walks of life mm-hmm. coming to participate, having no idea who the future family or homeowner is going to be, but they're
right.
coming together for a cause to show support and encouragement and empowerment. And so, of course, that's why I love that event so much.
You know, speaking from a man's perspective and used to be in construction and different things, it's always satisfying to go by and say, I helped build that.
Absolutely.
I helped build that. And now these ladies can do the same thing.
They can't.
They can go by and say, hey, I helped build that.
Absolutely.
And some dude is going to go, really?
Yeah. No, you didn't. Yeah. We have pictures. Yes,
yeah,
they did.
There you go. Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's fantastic.
It
you
is.
Know. So, and I love it that the ladies are getting involved in this as well.
I do too.
You know, so that is great. And that's a great thing about White Sands Habitat for Humanity. Everybody gets an opportunity to get
they
involved.
Yeah, yeah, they do. And we encourage it. I get calls on a pretty regular basis with groups from Holloman.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've got groups that want to come out and volunteer, and we love those calls. A lot mm-hmm. of times, if we're not under construction, it's really hard for us to kind of place them somewhere where they can volunteer and give back.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do it for all the right reasons, but a
yeah.
lot of times it's coming and helping in the restore, pulling things out of the two bays and putting them back
mm-hmm.
in a more organized fashion. And, you know, they'll do it. Yeah. And they love helping. They love learning about habitat, but everybody wants to get their hands dirty out at the construction site. And I understand that.
They do. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. So, because I know when Thrive does their Day of Caring, you got them guys all over the place. Those guys and ladies are out there all over the place, landscaping, painting, doing all kinds of things. Yeah. And they love it.
They do. And it's, you know, it's giving back for the right reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we start construction, we do accept and will schedule like company days. Mm-hmm. If they want to come out and participate, you know, obviously there is monetary donation in that. But it's always nice when we get calls and the group wants to specifically learn that trade, or you know, framing. Everybody wants to do the framing because there's so much gratification in it, because it is from a concrete pad to the walls being up within one day.
Yeah.
And so that is huge for, and people just love seeing that themselves, that they've put, you know, their hands into, it was from nothing and now it's walls.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it's a great thing. And all of this golf tournament that's happening tomorrow goes to help all of that.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
Everything that we do, you know, it's been quite a while since we built a home. The last home was August of 2019. And then COVID hit. That sort of slowed a lot of nonprofits down, especially us, because we were not allowed to build.
Yeah.
You know, that restriction was tough on us. It hurt us, but it saved us. One of those odd, ironic things. So couldn't be more excited. This is our 25th year serving our low-income community. And what better way?
Yeah.
What better way to celebrate the 25th year than start building again?
Absolutely. I think it's a great thing and stuff. And do you have some construction lined up?
Well, our 46th home, we're in the process of finalizing those plans.
Good.
We got the survey, we got, you know, we're very, very close to being able to finally submit the permit application. And once that's submitted, there's no stopping us. So, like I said, the goal is to start, we had originally anticipated that we were going to start this month, but some of the paperwork took longer than, you know, any of us, none of us can anticipate how long some things take when it's out of our hands. But I do think that we will be able to begin construction next month.
Cool.
And with the property that we have acquired, it's 3 acres. And so the exciting thing about that is we will be able to build for several years moving forward. So, you know, it's great to see like something tangible, but also knowing that we are going to be able to provide actual housing solutions, actual affordable housing, and it's zero interest. It's a zero interest mortgage. Yeah. We're not giving homes away.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing people need to understand. let's talk about this for a minute, because we offer the 0% interest, but that is being taken care of by sweat equity in this. And I always liked what you've always said, a hand up, not a handout.
That is correct.
You know, and so this is a great thing. Get these people involved in building their own home. And I tell you what, from what I've understand from other people that I've worked with and volunteered for and other habitats around the country, when somebody puts in sweat equity, they got a lot of pride in that home.
They do.
And these people tend to take better care of their home.
Well, that's the goal. Yes. Yeah. You know, there's always one or two that didn't follow the assignment.
Sure. Sure.
But that's in life.
That's life.
So,
but the majority.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hate to say they earn it, but they earn the right. They earn the pride and, you know, them being hands-on and having to go through financial training and budget classes and homeownership and homeowners insurance and, you know, all of these things. It's, we are spending and investing. We're investing in them as long as they would like to invest in themselves. And so it's nice to see that full circle when, everything goes smoothly. They take it seriously. They want to change for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's proven with being a successful homeowner.
Yeah. I tell you what, well, it's great what Habitat does in this community to help people achieve that. And then the other great thing that you guys have is the Restore.
That is pretty great.
That is great. I mean, I've seen that thing. I've seen pictures you put up.
Yes.
Things that have come in. It is phenomenal, that Restore. And everything purchased in that Restore helps with the Habitat program.
Absolutely.
But, and again, I always touch on this with you, and I still like, because I think it's a great thing. You got your own paint.
We do carry our own. It's very specific, and it's exclusive to Restores.
Yeah.
It's green sheen paint, interior, exterior, and it's recycled.
Yeah.
So it is definitely, you know, when I say recycled and people have never come into the store or seen the paint, they're like, how good could that quality be? It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We have 18 colors, and the great thing about the company is based out of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about them is this year they have incorporated primer and quart sizes. It used to only be gallon and 5 gallon.
Oh.
So they've incorporated so many new things. You know, they're trying to follow trends and be relevant just like any other paint company. Mm-hmm. But we get a lot of people that come into the store after they have used it once that are just, that's
they're
the only
sold
paint.
On
yeah, that's
yeah.
the only paint that they'll use. So
yeah.
I will have a couple of different colors of paint at the golf course tomorrow, mm-hmm. just so people can ask questions and see what our color swatches are.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is incredible paint.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But also in the Restore, you get a lot of new items coming
we
in
do.
There. Yeah,
we
that's
do.
Phenomenal.
So, you know, the Restore is, I've gotten to a point where I try not to walk through it. Because I was in there yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is new. Well, I'm going to buy that.
There
so,
you
know, we do get a ton of new things. And so the way that we price, just for general rule, is if it's brand new, never open, never used, we price it at 50% of the retail value.
Wow.
And then based off of the wear and tear, we lower it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing that we price differently outside of that scope is antiques, which we get a ton of.
Yeah.
We are doing more estate pickups.
Oh, really?
They just keep increasing. Yeah, we are doing so many, and it's, I am an antiquer. I'm an antique nerd.
Yeah.
I will go in, and I won't say it over the air, but I know what to look for.
Yeah.
Aside from furniture.
Yeah.
So we always, always, always have a ton of antiques in the store, but yes, some of the large box stores in our community are finally starting to donate to us.
Wow.
I don't want to say finally, but on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
And that really has been huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those proceeds not only go back into our programs, but they stay in Otero County.
Right.
That's huge to be able to state that, because a lot of people don't get to keep 100% of that in our community, and so we're very proud of that.
And that's a cool thing, because me or somebody else could come in, buy a new door, put it in my house, and I've supported something good in this community.
Absolutely.
A contractor can go in there, buy some, you got a bunch of windows, I need those for this house.
Which we do.
Yeah. Okay. They buy those windows from you, they put them in this house, now they've accomplished something they needed to accomplish, and they supported this community.
Yes.
You know, and that's a cool thing about the Restore.
That really is. And I'll tell you right now, the guys told me yesterday, which I forgot because of the level of donations that we're getting, the quantity. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, Oakwood Homes out of Las Cruces.
Wow.
We've done business with them. I've been with Habitat for 16 years. We've done business with them for 16 years.
Wow.
And so for our rehab program, when we are doing a manufactured home removal and replacement, that's the company that I've purchased the homes from.
So
they called us and said, hey, we've got two Connex containers full of items that we need to donate. are you guys interested? I was like, yeah, I'm going to get the U-Haul right now.
Yeah.
So I sent our restore manager over there, and he had to actually do two pickups, two 16 or 20-foot truck loads full. So for everybody that's listening that has a manufactured home or knows somebody that has one that is in need of trim or any kind of thing, the only thing that we don't have are stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But please, please come to the restore and look at the trim and the other items that we picked up from an actual manufactured home company.
So this sounds like you not only have trim, but you've got vanities, maybe cabinets and different things like that.
Almost we've got doors.
Doors, windows.
More doors than we know what to do with.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. So that was a huge donation for us. And then last time I was on the show with you, I talked about True Value Hardware.
Right.
They came in big at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. They donated majority of their store inventory.
Wow.
And so it's, and there are probably 25 to 30 bins that we haven't even been able to put out on the floor.
Wow.
Because of all of the stuff that we have in. And so what's great when we're getting things from stores like that, even Tractor Supply, when they donate to us, the prices are already on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know that our pricing pattern, mm-hmm. then we don't have to reprice it. It's just 50% of whatever the tag states that's on it. And so, but we've got more, especially right now with summer, we have more gardening and sprinkler system, sprinkler hoses, weed killer, all brand new.
Wow.
100% never opened. And they're, it's a fraction of what you would pay.
Wow. So basically what I want to say, and you tell me if I'm wrong, anybody that is doing a home improvement project, doing some lawn work, sprinkler work, needing windows, doors, furniture, paint, whatever.
Absolutely.
Anybody can go to the restore.
It is open to the public, anybody. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 1.
Uh-huh.
If you have something that you'd like to donate and you don't have a means of getting it to our store, you can give the restore a call, 437-0160. Ralph is our restore manager, and he is on it when it comes to donations.
Cool.
He usually will do a pickup within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
But, you know, the only thing that we don't have in the store, I have phrased our slogan is we have everything you never knew you needed.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we just, I would prefer us not to take is clothing.
Right.
Now, will we? Yes. We'll take it and we'll actually just call another nonprofit and offer the clothing up to them. But, you know, that's not our niche. And there are so many other stores that can benefit from the clothing.
Yeah.
But we have absolutely everything else.
When you think about donating to the restore, White Sands Habitat for Humanity to restore, just think construction needs.
Construction
and
needs.
And remodeling needs.
Yep. Remodeling.
And tools.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, please. We've got, you know, furniture, we have, and we just keep trying to add on to the restore because we're so out of space.
Yeah.
We've got a Connex in the back of our building, which that's where all the manufactured home trim is.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled.
Wow.
I mean, filled.
Wow.
And it's 40 feet.
Oh, man.
So we've got that, but then we had to extend, I had to empty out one of the rooms, and we turned that into our rug and carpet room and tile. We've got wood planks. I mean, linoleum, you name it. We really have the gamut of everything minus clothing.
Okay, so I'll basically say this. If you think you need it and you don't think they got it, go see them anyway. They got it.
Well, not only that, but you're more than welcome to call 437-0160 and ask if we have something before you head down.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to head down because the second you walk in, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you guys had this. Oh my gosh, I didn't know you had, you know, we've got appliances. We have, like I said, antique furniture. Our fans, ceiling fans, our fans start at $25.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got doors of all sizes, bifolds, glass doors, French doors, and those start at 40, 45.
Wow. Wow. Well, if I ever need to start replacing stuff in my house, I'm coming to see you.
Yeah, and doorknobs. I mean, we could change the name of our store to Doors and Doorknobs. But the great thing is, all of the doorknobs that come in, we've got a gentleman, Jack McCassell. Uh-huh. He's amazing. He rekeys everything for us, and that is his way of giving back.
Cool.
He provides those as donations. So that way, the second we get the rekeyed, we seal them up and we merch them, bag them, put them up on the wall. And so it's brand new and rekeyed for everybody. Uh-huh.
All right. All this made possible by one of the great events, and that is the 6th annual Pioneer Title Golf Classic tomorrow to benefit White Sands Habitat for Humanity. You can see Quee out there. Just find the golf court serving beverages, and she'll fill you
with
in
the loud
that.
Music. With that'll the loud be me.
That'll be Quee. And, of course, she'll have some staff out there and sure. other volunteers.
Absolutely.
Find out everything you need to find out about White Sands Habitat for Humanity. Have a great time out there tomorrow.
Thank you. You have a great time where you're going.
Cinco de Mayo. I know these guys.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. I'm getting out of there sure. before the party started. I'm too old. I'm going to go home and go to bed. But I'll be there for the car show. I love car shows. Yeah. So, but it'll be a great time. You're going to have a great time. We got the firefighters games going on tomorrow. I tell you, Quay, if people just say there ain't nothing going on in Alamogordo, I don't know what rock they're living
in. Yeah, they're not paying attention. That's for sure.
No doubt about it. Check it out. If nothing else, go out and bid on some auction items out at Desert Lakes Golf Course tomorrow for the golf tournament. Quia, thanks.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you in, girl.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.